Let's turn in the word of the Lord to Luke's Gospel in chapter 3. Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 38. Luke 3 and verse 1, these are the words of our God. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Uterea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able to these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." And the people asked him, saying, "What shall we do then?" He answereth and saith unto them, "He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath meat, let him do likewise." And came also publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, "Master, what shall we do?" And he said unto them, "Exact no more than that which is appointed you." And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, "And what shall we do?" And he said unto them, "Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable." And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, and thee I am well pleased." And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, which was the son of Matthet, which was the son of Levi, which is the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Mattathias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Esli, which was the son of Nege, which was the son of Maath, which was the son of Mattathias, which was the son of Semei, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Ressa, which was the son of Zerubbabel, which was the son of Salathiel, which was the son of Neri, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Adi, which was the son of Kosam, which was the son of Almodam, which was the son of Ur, which was the son of Jose, which was the son of Eleazar, which was the son of Joram, which was the son of Mathat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Jonan, which was the son of Eliakim, which was the son of Meleah, which was the son of Menon, which was the son of Metathah, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David, which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Booz, which was the son of Salmon, which was the son of Naason, which was the son of Amminadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Esrom, which was the son of Pheres, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac, which was the son of Abraham, which was the son of Terah, which was the son of Nechor, which was the son of Seruk, which was the son of Regau, which was the son of Phelek, which was the son of Heber, which was the son of Salah, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sem, which was the son of Noah, which was the son of Lamech, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Melael, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Those are God's words. The chapter begins with the ministry of John the Baptist and is preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins as was prophesied from the prophet Isaiah. And he is, we ask the question, well, how is one saved? Beloved, it is by the washing of our sins away through the blood of Jesus shed there on the cross. That's what John the Baptist was pointing us to. And these people were being called to believe that gospel and repent of their sins and turn to the Messiah, Christ, whose name is Jesus. Now, after Christ came and ministered, as we'll see in verses 21 and 22, John was locked up in prison. And you remember he had sent word when he was in prison to Jesus and asked if he was the Christ. Sometimes preaching gets you locked up in prison because we call sinners to repentance and they don't like that. And just as Herod was rebuked by John, now John prepared the way for Jesus, calling all the people to be cleansed and washing and washed and turned from their sins so that they were ready for Jesus. And again, that's offensive to a lot of people. And that's what we're praying for of those being persecuted in Canada right now, especially any who are in prison. Then we see the beginning of Jesus' ministry on the earth as he was baptized by John. Of course, you see that the account in Luke's gospel here in chapter 3 is not chronological because we know that's John the Baptist who baptized him. And the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus and the Father saying, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And the same Holy Spirit who was with Jesus the entirety of his ministry on earth is with all who believe on Jesus Christ. The same Holy Spirit and all to all who believe and turn from their sins. And here's Jesus beginning his prophetic ministry of preaching and ministering to people. He's about 30 years old, and so then we're given the genealogy, his genealogy, which was of the line, from the line, not of Mary, but of Joseph, and we might call this the covenanted line, the covenantal line of Jesus. Beloved, let us exalt in our Lord Jesus Christ, our prophet, priest, and king, and give thanks for the instrument the Lord used to prepare his people for the coming of Jesus, John the Baptist. But we don't exalt in John the Baptist. We're thankful for and being an instrument, but we exalt as he was pointing us to and pointing them to exalt in Christ alone. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you praise and we're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for all the instruments you send forth to be your shepherds, to proclaim the gospel to all nations, to all peoples throughout the world. In many years past, which we call our fathers in the faith, and those present and in the future, we pray that of those present, you would uphold them, you would strengthen them against the persecution that comes for preaching your truth, whether that's persecution or suffering in their own congregations or before the civil magistrate, as we see John the Baptist persecuted here. Father, we pray that you would uphold your servants and uphold all Christians, for we're all called to proclaim the truth and tell people the truth and tell people of all your good works to all the nations, as you tell us in the Psalms. Make us faithful unto this and not fear man, but be bold and strong in Christ by your Spirit. Again, we pray, even as we'll hear in the sermon, a little bit by illustration of Pastor James Coates in Canada. I ask that you would uphold him and any other Christians who are being fined or imprisoned. Uphold his family and all their families. Be with the church in Edmonton that is our sister church and our denomination. We know they are boldly meeting and worshiping and proclaiming the truth and proclaiming the gospel and meeting despite what the government says. We pray that you will give them much blessing. Bless them, Father. Make them to be prosperous. Grant to them success in the gospel ministry, that you would bear fruit amongst them and you would hold them up. Even as we pray for all of our brothers who are persecuted throughout the world in places we have never been and places where they meet underground and hidden from the government and from a nation, from people, hold them up by your power. Cause them not to fall. Cause them to be established. Father, we do also pray, ask for your help as we consider the civil magistrate. This evening we ask that you would cause our magistrate, our governing authorities, to covenant with you, with your Son Jesus Christ, that they would bow the knee to him, that they would bring gifts to him, that they would serve him, that they would turn and believe on Christ and live lives according to the gospel and your word. Give them faith, Father. Give them your Holy Spirit, if it be your will, that this nation would not come under your judgments any longer, that our nation would be upheld, if that be your will. But if it is for judgment, in the time of judgment to come, and even greater judgments to come, as you have brought in the past year, Father, we ask that you would uphold your people, even for the few righteous who remain, that your Son would be exalted, and your Son would be exalted and being seen as the King of Kings, that no rulers or nations can hold themselves up or do anything good, or do anything apart from the King of Kings who sits on the throne. And so, Father, may they all, throughout all the world, all the nations, submit unto Christ the King and make us to be faithful unto Him, not unto a government, but unto Him alone. Help us to grow in wisdom and knowledge, understanding of the times and judgment. Help us to love you and serve you in all things. Again, we pray for baby Adasa, that you would heal her, if it be your will. Strengthen her body. May it be that this very week she'd be able to come home. And you would give great blessing and joy to Michael and Audrey. and all those who might come and visit them, and encourage them in Christ, and be encouraged in Christ by them. We pray that you would continue using Adasa as an instrument of your grace to remind us of the value of life. Teach us in wisdom how we ought to treat life with the great and utmost care and wisdom. And we pray that you would continue growing her voice, that she would be able to sing your praises one day, and that you would turn her heart unto you. Father, we pray for all of us and all our children. You would turn us unto yourself, and that all here would love you and submit ourselves unto you in all things, as we submit to Christ the King, our mediatorial King who sits on the throne. We praise you for him and for the gospel by which alone we are saved, as you change our hearts by your Spirit and grant us and work in us faith to love and serve you. Turn us from our sins. We hate our sins. Turn us from them unto you, the living and true God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.